And on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat, we welcome in Dr. Sabina Perdon from Perdon Center for Women for our Monday Morning Health Beat. And understand, Dr. Perdon, you'll be doing these Monday Morning Health Beats on kind of a regular basis with us, right?
That's right, Ken. And thank you for having me here today. I'm planning to give a monthly talk on issues pertaining to women's health. My patients always tell me how confused they are when they read about women's health in magazines or hear about them on TV. And what I want to do is to clarify these points for my patients and your listeners so there is no confusion.
Great. So what are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about pelvic organ prolapse and a new treatment option using the biologic mesh. Prolapse is a very common problem affecting a lot of women. Unfortunately, many women suffer in silence, either because they are embarrassed to talk about it or they believe that nothing can be done.
So I guess maybe the explanation, what is prolapse?
Prolapse is like a hernia in the pelvis. It's caused by weakness of the muscles and ligaments supporting the female pelvic organs, mainly the uterus, bladder, and rectum. Now, what happens in prolapse is that the uterus, bladder, or rectum bulge into the vagina and sometimes even outside the vagina. This can happen due to childbirth, advancing age, or anything that causes an increase in pressure in the belly, like obesity, chronic coughing, or constipation.
So how do these patients present to you, Dr. Perdon?
Believe it or not, Ken, most women don't even know that they have prolapse or are too embarrassed to talk about it. I often diagnose mild prolapse when I'm doing an annual examination. Women with prolapse commonly have a vague sense of fullness in the pelvic area, sensation of sitting on a ball, or they may have incontinence of urine or stool.
So how do you treat prolapse?
The most definitive treatment for prolapse is surgery. Traditionally, surgery has been done using either the patient's own tissues or the synthetic mesh. However, due to the side effects of synthetic mesh, patients have been hesitant to have surgery. I now offer a good alternate treatment for prolapse, biologic mesh. Biologic mesh is a natural collagen mesh designed to mimic the body's natural tissue. It possesses biologic properties that allow remodeling of the graft into new tissue, providing natural, more lasting repair of the soft tissue defects. It is more effective than using the patient's own tissues and does not have the complications associated with synthetic mesh like mesh erosion. I'm really excited to be able to offer this treatment option for my patients with genital prolapse. But there are some patients who cannot withstand surgery, and for them, I use a supporting device called pessary. The pessary needs to be changed every few weeks. And not everyone with prolapse needs treatment. For those with no symptoms or minimal symptoms, all I advise is physical therapy.
So, Dr. Perdon, it looks like there is good news for those women with genital prolapse who are hesitant to have surgery. Is that right?
Yes, that is exactly what I want to emphasize today. Those women with moderate to severe prolapse with symptoms who have been procrastinating, I want to let you know that there is a safe, effective, alternate treatment, surgery using biologic mesh. This is more effective than using patients' own tissues and does not have the side effects of the synthetic mesh.
For women out there with genital prolapse with moderate to severe symptoms, so there is help available. Biologic mesh, the new surgical treatment for prolapse. For more information, you can contact the Perdon Center for Women at 278-6929. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Perdon Center. And thank you, Dr. Perdon. A very informative talk. How about next time? What are we going to be talking about?
Next time, I'll be talking about hormone balancing with bioidentical hormones and saliva testing. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Dr. Sabina Perdon from Perdon Center for Women on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.